Hi, it's Race Taylor on 95.5 PLJ. It is that time of year again. We are ready for Hungerthon, and our friend Bill Ayers is here with Noreen. Welcome to the studio.
So great to be here. Thank you, Race.
Noreen Springstead is our executive director and has been for several years now, and I'm now the ambassador. So Harry Chapin and I started this organization, and it's interesting. I didn't say this last year, Race, but in a way, we started right here. Why Hunger started right here? Because I interviewed Harry Chapin in 1973.
Okay.
And afterwards, he said, that was really good. He said, come to my house for dinner. And I did. And I had all kinds of crazy ideas, including doing a Hungerthon. And he said, I love it. Let's work together.
This organization has been raising money and helping to feed the hungry since 1975?
75, exactly.
That is amazing. And it is so important now more than ever. And I was hoping before we get to some of the facts about Hungerthon and how people can help, you can share not only some facts on hunger on a national level, but also here in New York City.
Well, I'm going to let Noreen Springstead, who is our executive director and has all of this stuff memorized by now. Go ahead, Noreen.
So there's a little bit of good news in the numbers, but there's obviously a lot of pain and heartache behind the stories. Last year, 42 million Americans were hungry, 13 million were children. This year, we got that down a little bit. So 40 million Americans are struggling with hunger and struggling to feed their families, and 12 million children. And right here in New York City, it's 1.4 million New York City residents. That's a lot of people, and many of whom are working. They are working multiple jobs often and relying on emergency food from food banks and pantries or government programs that are vital to helping ensure that they can feed their family, programs like SNAP.
And by hungry, we mean mostly that they're not sure where their next meal is going to come from or if they have the means to supply that meal.
Yes, and also they're buying food that's cheap and not nutritious because they're trying to stretch the meals. And there's a lot of mothers and fathers who don't eat so that the kids can eat. So you've got this strange situation in a country that's the richest country in the history of the world.
Sure.
And Harry and I said that way back when, and it's still true. We're the richest country in the history of the world. And we have plenty of food, obviously, in this country. And we have plenty of food around the world, actually. Mm-hmm. There's enough food to feed everybody. But there's a lot of problems.
And the thing that is also unfortunate is that the most affordable food is not always the healthiest for us.
That's right. So that when you're in the line at the grocery store, you're thinking, can I really afford this or should I get the cheaper, more processed food, which is can create all kinds of health problems for people.
Right, right. Now, your organization is different from a number of other anti-hunger organizations. In what ways?
That's a great observation. You know, we have such a long history with Bill and with Harry. I would say the thing that distinguishes us is that we help people meet their immediate food needs, but we're really working on the long-term solutions to end hunger. Mm-hmm. We work with hundreds of food banks, thousands of community organizations that are really looking to shorten the food line and move people out of poverty. So they could be creative programs. We work with a soup kitchen in New Jersey that was just handing out food, and they really went to the root cause and asked, why are people hungry? Mm-hmm. They have a vibrant culinary arts program. They have a farmer's market, a community garden, organizations in Brooklyn that are training teens to grow food and to bring it to market and to live a much healthier lifestyle. So it's really looking at the complexity of hunger and the root causes of why people are hungry and implementing innovative solutions.
When we started, we always said, Harry and I always said, the root cause of hunger is poverty. And the root cause of poverty is powerlessness. Mm-hmm. So you need to deal not just with hunger. So I talk about three dimensions. The first dimension of hunger is feeding people, obviously. As, you know, people are hungry, you have to give them food.
Sure.
And this country has been doing that amazingly well for many, many years. We have the best emergency food system in the world. As Noreen mentioned, there are thousands of food pantries and soup kitchens and hundreds of food banks, and they do a great job. But that's not enough. It's the first step. But helping somebody that's hungry by giving them food is only the first step. What's the next step? Helping people to get out of poverty. So we work with groups. We're a grassroots support organization. We work with groups all over the country, and we help them to see the need to ask the why questions. Why are you hungry? You find out it's because people are poor. Mm-hmm. So how do you help people that are poor? You try to connect them to emergency food, yes, but also to housing and childcare and health care and hopefully even a job. So what these grassroots groups are doing now is going beyond just giving people food, but getting involved in all the kinds of things that Noreen was just talking about, community gardens and all kinds of things. But then there's a third dimension to hunger. The second dimension is getting people out of poverty. But see, all of this is on the person. But let's switch it now to society. Because part of the powerlessness that people face when they're hungry is oppression. Sometimes it's racism. Sometimes it's sexism. Sometimes it's just economic injustice.
Sure.
So one of the things that we have been involved in over the years is working for legislation that can get people a decent pay for a day's work. So right now, there's talk on the part of the Congress and even the president of raising the minimum wage. The minimum wage has not been raised in this country for 9 years, and it's now $7.25 an hour. Can you believe that?
That seems awfully low.
It's crazy. So states have come along, and like New York State and New Jersey, and raised the minimum wage. But there is plenty of states. My daughter lives down in Tennessee. And the minimum wage there is the federal minimum wage, $7.25 an hour. So there's lots of things that need to be happening on a societal level. And we're involved in that. And that's some of the things that Noreen's talking about of forming a movement.
And it's happening all across the country. It could be with farm workers, restaurant workers, even food banks that are saying, we need to pay our staff a living wage. If we got to walk
sure.
walk the walk, right?
It's amazing how many people that work at these food banks and these pantries are completely committed and dedicated.
Oh, they're wonderful.
Yeah.
They are amazing. They're doing heroic work. And many of them are questioning, you know, when the feeding movement started, it's obviously been around for a long time, but more institutionalized in America over 40 years ago, they thought it was an emergency, that this would solve the problem and they'd move on to something mm-hmm. else. But it's really entrenched in how we address hunger by feeding people. So food banks are questioning, okay, 40 years later, the rate of hunger is still 12% consistently. 40 million people
wow.
in America are hungry.
Mm-hmm. Those numbers are astronomical. And another thing that came to my attention recently in recording a commercial for a grocery industry is really how much food is wasted.
Oh,
there, I think it's 40% is food waste. And
sure.
that certainly does find its way into the emergency food system. And we all need to do a better job in our own personal lives. But we also don't want people who are working dependent on leftovers. Right,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. There are health concerns and safety concerns when it comes to that as well. Now, over the course of the next few days, we're going to start to see hashtags like Hungerthon and Give Thanksgiving. And before we get to some of the things that are happening to help you raise money, I know there will always be some people who question how much of my money is going to programming and how much of my money is going to actually helping and feeding. And if we could just take a second and address
sure.
that.
Sure. We are well rated on Charity Navigator and the other watchdog organizations. 88 cents of the dollar goes into programming, which is very good. We are helping hungry people every day. People call our hotline and we connect them to local sources of food. And we're making these investments in our partners all across the country. So your dollars are well spent.
So if you're listening to us and you are hungry or you know somebody that's hungry, call 1-800-5-HUNGRY. 1-800-5-HUNGRY. We will connect you to emergency food in your neighborhood and also the government feeding programs. And we have wonderful people who are very kind and understanding that answer the phone and help you. We also have a texting service. So if you know somebody that's hungry, please tell them to do that. We've been running this, by the way, for about 25 years.
Right.
And we've helped millions of people to get emergency food, but then also to get the next step back out of poverty. So this is something that we've been doing. We're very proud of it, and it continues to this day.
Now, there's a huge push this week because Thanksgiving is 48 hours away, mm-hmm. and we have some items that people can bid on to win. But beyond Thanksgiving, how long does Hungerthon last? What is your season?
Hungerthon will go through the end of December, so you can go on hungerthon.org to make your donation anytime. This year, we have a lot of great gifts. We have a Bruce Springsteen Land of Hope and Dreams pin. We have two John Lennon Imagine gifts. One is a coaster set, and the other is a winter knit hat. And Tom Morello has lent us his Hunger is a Crime slogan in a baseball tee and a hat. And we have our regular Hungerthon sweatshirt, hoodie, and t-shirt. And this year we have an apron. These all make great gifts. You can find them all at hungerthon.org. So whatever you can donate, we'd love to give you something back.
That is fantastic.
And no donation is too small or too large for that matter.
Right. And just think of the names of the people who have backed your cause, from Harry Chapin to Bruce Springsteen and John Lennon and Tom Morello. These are socially conscious people who have said, this is an organization at one point in time or another that I want to be a part of.
Well, you know, I mentioned that Why Hunger has a root right here, but that's how we met Bruce Springsteen as well. He came up and in the elevator, looked around. I said, hey, you're with me.
Right,
and I interviewed
right.
him. I was the first person to interview him on network radio at the time. I was doing a network radio show for the ABC Radio Network. And he's become a friend and supporter. He's raised millions of dollars, not just for us, but every place he goes on tour, we connect him with one or two hunger and poverty organizations. He's raised millions and millions of dollars for these grassroots organizations. He's very dedicated to it.
I remember the first time I was at a Bruce show. Mm-hmm. And heard him take a moment before the encore to talk about how people would be standing by the exits or at the top of the aisles. And if you have a couple dollars between the request for food or just whatever change you have in your pocket, it was unheard of to see something like that at that point in time.
And he's really been a leader for sure. And Why Hunger has been kind of the behind the scenes helper in making those relationships in all of those tour cities. And now it's become very much a part of how they operate when they're on tour.
And if you had looked at that line of people collecting at Madison Square Garden, you would have seen Noreen Springsteen and myself.
Yes. Thank you so much for being here today. Hungerthon is really important, not only this time of year, but on November 20th, today specifically, because we have a number of different items that are biddable. And we also have some phone numbers that will work for donations today that might not work later in the season.
So if you want to bid on some cool items from PLJ, go to hungerthon.org/WPLJ. We have a signed Meghan Trainor life-size cardboard cutout. It's hanging in our office right now.
It's
definitely
amazing.
Definitely one of a kind. So you can hang out with her every day. She'll be in your house as a cardboard cutout. And then we also have an Epiphone acoustic guitar signed by the 2018 American Music Award attendees, including Lindsey Stirling, Matt Nathanson, Evan Ross, Jake Miller, lots of cool people. So if you go to hungerthon.org/WPLJ, you'll find those two items. If you go to hungerthon.org and click on auctions, we have lots of cool things. We have tickets to Springsteen on Broadway that close on 11/20.
Right.
We have a Jason Mraz signed guitar and a couple other things. So hungerthon.org is your entry point to give and to also bid on auction items.
Bill Ayers, Noreen Springstead, thank you so much for coming by. Hungerthon 2018 is happening right now.